Hello everyone, happy Sunday. Yeah, it feels like a long time since I've been here. I had to like go through the thoughts in my mind, okay, do this, then do this, then do this to get ready, you know, because I have to start the recording software and open Pal Talk and get ReginaDonAkers.com open because I'll be reading from it. And instead of it being automatic tonight, I had to kind of think about it because it hasn't been that long, but it seems like a long time. But happy late Thanksgiving to everyone that I didn't get to say Thanksgiving to. Happy Thanksgiving to. And yes, I was in Massachusetts, and yes, I did have a wonderful time, and yes, it is nice to be home. We are here for Holy Spirit Guides, and right now, probably for some time, this is the period of time that is set aside where I'm really kind of telling the story of Regina and Laurent and sharing the messages that were given to us to be helpful to us. And tonight we're going to be looking at a message that I think is probably one of Laurent's favorites. He's not here right now, but I think he would agree with me. That this is one of his favorites. It's called The Power of Light. And what I'm going to do is give you a link. There he is. I was telling them, Laurent, that I think the message we're looking at tonight is one of your favorites. I think it is. It's called The Power of Light. I think you like that one. That's the message we're going to be looking at. And of course, you know the rules. Feel free to pipe in at any time if you want to. Say anything you feel that you want to say. What I am going to do, Christian says she likes this message too. What I am going to do is say a prayer before we begin looking at the message. Let me give the link again. I think actually already a couple people have popped in. Let me see, 29 people. Okay, I'll try to keep my eye on the number. And as more pop in, I will try and remember to repaste the link. So what I'm going to do is say a prayer and ask that anyone who feels like it join me in the prayer. Christian is saying that when she read this message, she didn't know that it came from me. She thought it was amazing. So, yeah. All right, so here we go. Let's go into prayer. Holy Spirit, I am grateful for the relationship of Regina and Laurent. I am grateful for everything about that relationship. Everything about that relationship. I'm grateful for the healing that came through the relationship. I'm grateful for the love and the friendship that came as a result of the relationship. I'm grateful for these messages, the guidance that continues to live on as wisdom that is helpful to all of us when we need it. I'm just grateful for everything. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, for this opportunity to go back and look at the relationship again, and this time from a different perspective, from more of an observer, less of being involved, which gives us another opportunity to take what was taught and to deepen it, to practice it, to realize even more the wisdom that was shared during that period of time. So, Holy Spirit, as we look at these messages, please guide us to see what is most helpful. But most of all, Spirit, please help us to realize that these are gifts, and these gifts are meant to be practiced. And if we practice them, there are rewards. The reward of letting go of the ego, and the reward of knowing greater joy, greater love, greater peace, greater happiness, continued awakening. Let us realize these aren't just cool messages that were written down, but they are truly meaningful teachings that, if taken to heart and practiced, will lead to meaningful results. Thank you and amen. All right, so as you guys know, as I've been going through this story, I have been telling the story. So I'm going to start telling you the story about what happened this was September 11th, 2007. And by this time, gosh, Laurent and I would have been together, what, 3 weeks? Yeah, 3 weeks. It would have been 3 weeks. Yeah, 9/11. Isn't that funny? I just noticed that tonight when I went to look up what was the next message, that it was actually 9/11. Laurent and I would have been together about 3 weeks by this time, which is not a very long time. At least it doesn't sound like a very long time. But actually, in this 3 weeks, we had been through quite a bit together. And I think, and again, Laurent, if you feel like your perspective is different, please, you know, jump in, because I can only share from my point of view. What was happening at the end of this three-week period, Laurent was actually staying with me for about 6 weeks, this first visit to my house. But about halfway through that first visit, he went to California to see his cousin. He's just written, it was enough, the first 3 weeks was enough to want some vacation to California. And yeah, I think that that's true. And I think my perspective is that at the end of this first 3 weeks, when Laurent was getting ready to go to California and kind of take a break, I think there was a bit of a feeling of failure going on. You know, we had a really tough first 3 weeks. As you guys know, the story that I've told you is that there was, you know, feelings of hate, fear, messages given to us by Holy Spirit that were read but not really practiced. And I think at the end of the first 3 weeks, when Laurent was leaving to go on this little trip, there was just this feeling of failure. Maybe some of you guys know that feeling that, you know, I don't know, I guess the expectation was maybe that we would heal more quickly. The expectation was that we, you know, wouldn't have these feelings of hatred and fear, that there'd be some kind of bliss going on. I don't know. I don't know that I really had expectations that I could have written down on paper. But certainly there were some unspoken, undefined expectations that weren't being met, and there was just this feeling of failure. And in fact, the night before Laurent left for California, we talked about it, and I think we really both felt about the same way. So the next morning I got up. This might be one of the first selfless, loving things that I did for Laurent after we were together, because the next morning I got up, and my first thought was for him. What I really wanted was to give him something that he could take to California with him that would be truly helpful. I didn't want him leaving with that feeling of failure. And, you know, words can be interpreted a lot of different ways, but I got to tell you, this really came from my heart. This was pure love. This was maybe, honestly, seeing my brother as myself, right? Seeing my brother as myself. And so out of this desire to be truly helpful, a message came. Oh yeah, Laurent is saying that the night before, he was truly on the edge of quitting the spiritual path. So this does show the strong sense of failure that we were experiencing. He says he felt that he was hate. Yeah. Now, I think I've told you guys before that Laurent and I had many different habits. One of those habits was when we slept. I tended to go to bed a little earlier, although when I was with Laurent, I stayed up later than I do. My bedtime now is usually 9 or 10. When I was with Laurent, it was usually somewhere between 11 and 2 in the morning, depending on what was going on. But I almost always went to bed before him. And got up before him. So the next morning, which is the day that he was leaving for California, I did get up before him. And again, I had this desire to be truly helpful, just to be truly, truly helpful. And that's when this message, the power of light, came. This message was for Laurent. specifically. Not that it wasn't also useful to me, and in fact I've used it, and not that it wasn't also useful to some of you. Christian talks about how amazing it was. But this lesson was from Holy Spirit through my love for Laurent. And in fact, this message came and he got up and I was able to share it with him. And then I drove him to the airport. When I got home from the airport, another message came called The Flow. And that message was for me. So it's like Holy Spirit gave me a gift for Laurent because I wanted to give a gift for Laurent. But then without me asking, Holy Spirit knew that I needed a gift too. And Holy Spirit also gave me a gift. So there were two messages that day. I've given you the link, but I don't know if Tay was here when I gave you the link. So let me give you the link again. And these were the two messages that came on September 11th. Again, the first one, The Power of Light, was for Laurent. The second one, The Flow, was for me. And we're going to look at The Power of Light first. Laurent has told us that what he felt like is that he was hate. Not that he hated, you know, but again, his words, "I am hate," would have been the way he would have maybe worded it at the time. And that's only important to know because if you realize the state of mind that Laurent was in, then you'll really understand the purpose of the message clearly, right? If you understand the state of the mind of the person that the message was being delivered to, you'll understand just how useful the message is. So a person who felt that he was hate, a person who felt that he had failed on the spiritual path, a person who felt was considering quitting. That's the level of failure that was going on. What did he just write? He said he was afraid and he felt himself to be a victim of his mind. Really pretty stuff here. Okay, so let's, now that we understand Laurent's state of mind, let's look at this message, The Power of Light. I notice Lisa has just popped in, so once again, here is the link. All right, let's go to the message. At the top, there's some blue. That's just me kind of setting the stage for these two messages. If you scroll below the blue text, you will get to where it says Message 1, The Power of Light. And this is the message that we're going to look at tonight. Here we go. Holy Spirit says, "Light is a very real force. Darkness is not. Even that which seems to be darkness is shared or extended through light. This is important for you to remember, not as a trigger for guilt, but as a matter of realization. Only light is real, so only light is in effect at any time. This is your power. This is your strength. This is how you will find your freedom. You will discover your freedom right where it already is, in the power and strength of light." Now for me, and again, Laurent, if you feel to comment on this, please do, because this message was specifically tailored for you. But for me, this opening is a very powerful opening. Because as Laurent has told us, he felt like he was hate. You know, maybe worded another way, along with the language of this message, that would be feeling like he was darkness itself. He probably was not feeling at that time that he was all light. He probably would not have identified with that at the time, that he was all light, which of course is our truth. Right? The truth is that we are all light, which means there is no darkness at all. And when you feel like you are hate, when you feel like you have utterly failed on the spiritual path, the idea that you are light, that you are all light, well, it just doesn't make sense. And yet that's our truth. So Spirit is starting right off by telling us that light is a very real force. Darkness is not. But then look at this third sentence. Even that which seems to be darkness is shared or extended through light. I could word that another way. I could say, Laurent, you know, because the message is specifically for him at this point. So, Laurent, you feel hate. You believe that you are hate. But even this hate that you feel is extended through light. Light is the only power. That's all there really is. I don't know how you all hear that, but I know how I hear that. Instantly, it grabs my attention with a sense of hope, when a moment ago there may have been a sense of hopelessness. But also there's something inside of me that I can't quite put my finger on that says what I'm hearing is true. You know, I'm kind of reminded in A Course in Miracles, it talks about the forgotten song. And it says something about, you know, you can still maybe remember a little bit of this song. And when Spirit says, even that which seems to be darkness is shared or extended through light, it's like something in me knows that. Something in me does know that. And instantly, I'm paying attention to Spirit, but I'm not just paying attention. I'm paying attention with an inner confirmation that what I'm hearing is true. There's already something going on. Now, Laurent wrote, read what he wrote, because this is really his. He says, an important point. I was afraid of the power of hate, the strength of darkness, the glue of guilt. And one reason Laurent's comments are really important, the message was designed for him, but some of these things that he's sharing, I was not consciously aware of. And I love how the message, the way this message came, designed for Laurent, it came through me without me having the conscious ability to have been able to design a similar message. Notice that Laurent says he was afraid of the power of hate. In other words, he had it in his mind that hate was a very real power, right? Hate was a very real power. He was afraid of the power of hate. He was afraid of the strength of darkness, right? These were his fears. But look at what Spirit says again. Light is a very real force. Darkness is not. Even that which seems to be darkness is shared or extended through light. This is important for you to remember, not as a trigger for guilt, but as a matter of realization. Only light is real, so only light is in effect at any time. And then notice he says, this is your power. All right, Laurent was afraid of power, but he was afraid of the power of hate. And Spirit is saying, light is your power. It says, this is your strength. Laurent was afraid of strength, but he was afraid of the strength of darkness. And Spirit is saying, the light is your strength. He says, this is how you will find your freedom. You will discover your freedom right where it already is, in the power and strength. Notice he's using those exact same words, the power and strength of light. So he really is talking directly to Laurent's mind, Laurent's fears, and he's speaking Laurent's language. This would not have been my language. You'll see that when we get to the message that was designed for me, it was different. This was Laurent's language. Another thing that's important to me in this first paragraph is this fourth sentence that says, this is important for you to remember, not as a trigger for guilt, but as a matter of realization. Holy Spirit is pointing something out. But when he points something out, no matter what he points out to us, when he points something out, he does not point it out so that we will beat ourselves up with guilt. For example, if the mind responds to this paragraph by saying, I'm so bad, I took light and turned it into hate, right? I'm so bad, I took light and turned it into darkness. Look how I have misused the power of God, right? If the mind responded to the paragraph in that way, that means that the paragraph is literally being read with the ego. This would never be Holy Spirit's purpose for pointing out something like this. Holy Spirit says, this is important for you, right? But not as a trigger for your guilt, for a matter of realization. Holy Spirit is passing on a message, literally, of enlightenment. A message that will hopefully turn the way that you are looking at things. Turn the way that you are thinking. You know, turn your face, literally, from being focused on the darkness to seeing something differently, the light. Okay, I'm going to go on to the next paragraph. Darkness is only. Just so you know, when Holy Spirit said darkness is only, there was an incredible feeling of darkness is not important, would be another set of words, right? Darkness is not important. It could have said darkness is merely. Right? Darkness is nothing but. Right? So the feeling, you know, Laurent has this idea that darkness is this big, powerful thing to fear. And Holy Spirit is really responding by saying, it's really nothing but, you know, it's nothing but this. Right? So again, darkness is only light transmuted through a filter. It's nothing more than light which has been transmuted through a filter. Right? Darkness is only light transmuted through a filter. It is nothing more than this. In this way, it is still light. It may seem that this knowledge isn't helpful, but that is only true when this knowledge is viewed through the filter that isn't light. Without the filter, the answer shines as light, and it is this light that shines brighter than the attraction to the filter. Now, when Holy Spirit uses the term filter here, he's really referring to the ego, or we could say the ego mind. He's referring to the ego. So what he is saying is that all there is light. But there's this filter, which he told Laurent and I about in the very first message that he gave us. There is this filter that has these ideas, right? And when the light comes through these ideas, the light becomes distorted or appears changed, and it looks like something else, right? But really all it is light. And Holy Spirit says this may not at first appear important, but that's only if you're looking at it through the perspective of the ego. You know, for instance, if the perspective should say something like, if the ego should say something like, well, it may be light, but it feels like hate, right? And then just kind of stops there, you know, leaving it hate, right? Holy Spirit says that the ego may try and do that, but really this is a very important point that's being made, that all there is light. All there is light. But the light is being reflected through a filter. Gosh, you know what? Ramana spoke about this morning. Yeah, hand me the book. It just hit me that I read this morning, so why don't we look at this with another set of language? It might be kind of fun. I was actually reading the Garland of the Guru's Sayings this morning. And this is the last thing I read this morning. Isn't that funny? And then I felt to stop reading. But in the Garland of the Guru's Saying, verse 244, for anybody who has that and wants to make a note, listen to verse 244. Even as a piece of glass acquires redness from a red flower near it. Chit, which is awareness pure, becomes citta, which is the mind, by imposition of sense impressions. Now, that's not the total verse, but I'm going to read that again because I know you guys can't see this. But notice he's really saying the same thing. There's this filter, right, which he's calling sense impressions. There's this filter. And when the light shines through the filter, right, it has a distortion. Just like if you put a red flower next to a clear glass, right, the clear glass will look like it's red. It's not true. Okay, so listen again. Even as a piece of glass acquires redness from a red flower near it, chit, awareness pure, becomes citta, the mind, by imposition of sense impressions. Remove this ta, and citta becomes chit again, awareness pure. This ta then stands for maya, mere illusion. This is really the exact same thing that Spirit is telling us in this message, which is why he's saying this is not a minor point, that it's light through a filter that seems to become hate. Because what he's teaching us is the hate is mere illusion. And this is not a minor point. All right? So I'm going to go on to the third paragraph. Begin to see all darkness as light. Notice the strength of darkness and realize this is the power of light. Hold to this idea as the grip of darkness seems to grow stronger and stronger on your mind. Remember that the true strength of this grip is the strength of light. Well, although I did not live Laurent's experience, I do know from living with him that there are times when the darkness or the hate would seem all-consuming, right? It would be so powerful, so strong. It would seem all-consuming. Now, it's funny. I just want to tell you this, just in case anybody has a silly imagination. Although Laurent would have the feeling of being completely consumed by the darkness or the hate, and you could see this on his face, of course. When this happened on the inside, it showed up on his face. But I want to tell you that Laurent was always, always a gentleman, which is really wonderful. Laurent never acted on his hate. And I just want to make that point. I'm not sure why he didn't act on his hate. There was some type of self-control. Maybe part of it was motivated by fear. Maybe it was a desire not to be that way. He says, what's he saying here? He says, because I hate hate. Okay. So when I talk about how difficult it was for Laurent and me, it was difficult for both of us. But the difficulty was always inward, right? Laurent really suffered from what he was feeling, and I really suffered from what I was feeling. But neither Laurent or I, for the most part, acted out. So like you would not have come into our house and heard us screaming at each other, throwing things at each other, doors slamming, which I know happens for a lot of people when they feel these emotions. We didn't do that. I wasn't raised in a house where that happened. I don't know, maybe he wasn't either. It just didn't happen with us. So in one way, that also meant that there was no outlet, although those outlets are only temporary, as you know. The hate comes back. But that may have allowed a continuous buildup of power or strength within, right? Because it's not really being expressed. There's no acting out from this hate. So the hate becomes a strong, strong power that, in effect, Laurent is suffering with. And so what Spirit is doing is focusing him on that power. Spirit is not asking him to deny that power. Spirit is not saying, you shouldn't be feeling this way, you bad, bad boy. You should feel love, not hate. Spirit is saying, look at this power. All this power, Laurent, that you're feeling, this incredible hate, this incredible darkness, this incredible fear. You know, notice how it's building. Notice how the fear of hate makes more hate. The hate of hate makes more fear. Notice how it's just building and building and building. And focus on the power. He's focusing him literally on the word power. Notice how strong it is in your body, right? Notice how strong it is. And then remember, this is light, right? You're feeling the power of light. It's being passed through a filter, so it seems to be hate. But all of that power, that incredible power, is light. So he's in no way leading Laurent into denial. He's in no way leading Laurent into avoidance. He's leading him right into the middle of the storm. He's asking him to feel every bit of it. But at the same time, remember what it really is, right? And if you do that, if you really do that, there's a sense of awe. There's a sense of appreciation, a sense of kind of a wow, wow. You know, even though you're feeling that hate, if you focus on just the power itself and you realize what that power is, although it may still feel like hate in the moment, there's just this sense of wow, this sense of awe. So, begin to see all darkness as light. Notice the strength of darkness and realize this is the power of light. Hold to this idea as the grip of darkness seems to grow stronger and stronger on your mind. Remember that the true strength of this grip is the strength of light. Okay, next paragraph. As you focus on the darkness as light, you begin to realize the force of your own power. And remember, back in the very first paragraph, Holy Spirit told him the light is his power, right? The light is his power. So when he says that you begin to realize the force of your own power, what he's really telling Laurent is you begin to realize the force of your own light. Now, this is a pretty awesome change of mind going on here, because Laurent felt like he was hate. And Spirit is literally taking him through a physical experience of looking directly at just how strong that hate is and helping him to see that it is light and therefore he is light. The Spirit is taking him through experience from the idea, I am hate, to the realization, I am incredible light. As you focus on the darkness as light, you begin to realize the force of your own power. You begin to feel the reality of your own strength. As you come to know yourself as strength and power, you begin to see yourself as you truly are. This is important because then you are not seeing yourself as victim. And what he told us earlier tonight was that he felt like he was victim of his mind, victim of this hate. But as he begins to realize that he is this light, well, automatically, if you begin to truly see that, the idea of victim just falls away. You cannot see yourself as light and see yourself as victim at the same time. It's impossible. So this is important because then you are not seeing yourself as victim. Seeing yourself as victim is a lie, and it is this lie that keeps you feeling trapped. You must unlearn this lie by looking directly at what you are, acknowledging your strength in realization and gratitude and honesty. See the darkness as light and see clearly who you are. So what Spirit seems to be telling Laurent is that it was his belief that he is victim to his mind that keeps him trapped. It is his belief that he is victim to his mind that keeps him trapped. Because as long as he believes that he is victim, he will not believe that he can make the choices or the decisions that are going to change his experience. It's funny because the idea that I am victim to my mind is just an idea. It's just a thought. But the person who believes that thought stays trapped in their fear, trapped in their guilt, trapped in their unworthiness, trapped in their hate. And Spirit is no fool. Spirit knows that if you have this belief that you are victim to whatever is going on in your mind, that Spirit can't just tell you that you're not, because you're not going to believe it. Right? The belief that you're victim is even stronger than your willingness to listen to Spirit and trust Spirit. So instead of Spirit just giving Laurent a message that says you're not a victim, Spirit is leading Laurent through an experience of his power, which is something that Laurent can understand. Laurent can understand power and strength. Those are his, that's his language. I mean, his language, not just at the level of words, but at the level of true understanding and true communication. He understands power and strength. And in fact, what he feared above all else was the power and strength of hate and darkness, which shows he understands power and strength. So Spirit is leading him through an experience, focusing on power and strength, helping him to see that this is the power and strength of light. And if you are that powerful, if you are that strong, how could you ever be victim? Right? It doesn't make sense. So he really wants Laurent to look at the power. It may seem like the power of hate. It doesn't matter. It's still power. Right? If he can focus Laurent on the power and not the hate, then he can lead Laurent to see himself differently. Okay, let's go to the next paragraph. The filter that transmutes the light to darkness is carefully constructed to hide the light. But hiding the light is not stopping it. Hiding comes from the disguise. Light cannot be stopped. As you see the light, the force and strength of the light, even as it is disguised as darkness, you begin to shift the focus of your mind. Shifting the focus from the filter and disguises of the filter to the strength and power of the light is the exact shift that undoes the filter. For believing that the light is darkness is the primary component that makes up the falseness of the filter. By undoing the primary component through focus, the idea of the filter must collapse. So again, what he is telling Laurent is if you just focus on the power and the strength. You know, before, the night before, when Laurent was saying, "I am hate," he may have been feeling the power, right? But he was focused on the idea of hate. Hate is just an idea. He was focused on the idea of hate. That's like being focused on the filter. Worded another way, that's like believing the ego completely. He was focused on the filter. So now Spirit is shifting his focus. Instead of being focused on the filter, He wants him focused on what's moving through the filter, which is the power. Instead of focusing on hate, focus on power. Right? And Spirit is saying that this is exactly the shift that is needed to enable the filter itself to be cleansed. Now, if you imagine for a moment, Laurent has this idea, I am hate. And if you imagine for a moment, that that's like a sign in his hands. And he's gripping that sign with both hands. I am hate, I am hate, I am hate. And Spirit keeps saying, it's not true, put it down. Nope, I am hate, I am hate, I am hate. It's not true, put it down. I am hate, I am hate, I am hate. But then Spirit is able to get him to kind of look at something else and say, look at that. Look here. Look at this strength. Look at this power. And Laurent starts looking at that. And Laurent starts feeling, instead, I am strength. I am power. I am strength. I am power. It's still an honest definition based on the current experience. But you notice how it's not the same as I am hate. And you notice that if Spirit can keep him focused on, I am strength, I am power, I am strength, I am power, without Laurent even realizing it, he will loosen the grip on that sign, that idea, I am hate, so that it can just fall away. Yeah, and the victim falls away too, Laurent is saying. So Spirit is saying this shift, instead of focusing on the idea I am hate, which is just an idea, if you focus on that strength and that power that you're feeling and focus on that, he says this is the exact shift that is needed for the undoing of the filter. Another way to word this might be that, you are completely free. And if you insist that you are hate, Spirit cannot step in and erase that idea, undo that idea, because you continue to insist that it's true. But if you stop insisting on that, and by the way, if you choose to insist instead that you're power and strength, you're no longer insisting that you're hate, right? You're insisting something different now. Then Spirit can step in and begin to erase the idea that you're hate. And in fact, insisting that you are a power and strength is, true. And all you need is for the filter to be cleansed to see exactly what that truth means. All right, so going on to the next paragraph. Here is how you undo the filter through focus. It is simple, but it must be accomplished through you. It is your decision to see that leads you to put away the filter and step clearly into the light as the only way to see. Okay, here is how. But he's telling Laurent, this is going to be your decision. In other words, you can, if you want to, continue to say, I am hate. You can do that. Or you can follow this practice I'm teaching you and allow that to be healed. This is your decision. As A Course in Miracles says, the power of decision is mine. Now, here is how, Holy Spirit says. I put in the words when under attack, because he said, notice the current idea of darkness, but I knew from what I was feeling when Spirit was speaking that he really meant when you're truly feeling the hate. When you feel attacked by the thoughts in your mind, when you feel when you feel like the victim, this is when I want you to do it. Not in those good moments when it's all weak, right? When the hate is weak and you're feeling a little happier, but in the moment when it's strong, when it's on you, that's when I want you to practice this. Okay, so I added the words when under attack. Those are my words, but that's because that was the feeling of the paragraph. When under attack, notice the current idea of darkness in your mind. Notice the intensity of the idea. Notice how it colors your vision, blocks your love, and creates pain that you can hardly bear. Notice every aspect of its strength and shift your focus from the idea, from the thought, from the judgment, to the strength. Look only at the strength and power that grips your mind now, and realize this is the strength and power of light. This, which you are feeling right now, is the complete, undeniable strength of light, transmuted through a filter of darkness. Feel yourself shift from the voices of the filter to full focus on the power of the light. The voices of the filter would be the story that's running in the mind, whatever thoughts seem to be feeding the idea of hate, right? This, which you are feeling right now, is the complete, undeniable strength of light, transmuted through a filter of darkness. Feel yourself shift from the voices of the filter to full focus on the power of the light. Dive into the power by feeling with appreciation the absolute strength of what it is. Let go of everything but the realization of the power, and know this power is light. As you practice appreciating the power, your shift of focus will grow strong. You will use what seem to be attacks by the dark to realize only the strength and power of light. As you realize this strength, it will strengthen you. Your awareness of the power as light will expand in the mind. As it expands, any idea that the power is not you will die, for you will become the power and the strength. As the power and strength becomes in you, and you become within the power and strength, the light shall become as an extension of your own arm. When you feel this extension, you will use it to extend the light to your whole body, to your heart, and to your mind. As the strength and power is seen as only light shall be seen. Now, there was an image in my mind when this paragraph came. And the image might, you know, it would be described really as Laurent as some type of, like, almost like a futuristic warrior, you know, in like a, you know, like a knight's armor, but the armor was more futuristic than ancient. And what happened in the image is that as he focused on the power of light, it's like he began to turn into light. And what changed first just in the image was his arm. And as he noticed that his arm was changing, he looked at the arm and realized the arm was representing the truth. The rest of the body, what it was still feeling and believing, was representing untruth. And so understanding that the power of truth is stronger than any seeming power of darkness, he then took that arm and began to wave the arm over the rest of his body. And as he waved the arm over the rest of his body, it all turned to light. So it's just a symbol. You know, last time I taught about a symbol that Holy Spirit gave me to help me let go of wanting to hide things out of a belief in unworthiness. Well, this is also just a symbol, right? But the idea is, if any part of your mind begins to grasp with a sense of reality, a sense of knowing that you are light, you can then focus on that part of your mind and it will expand to engulf the entire mind. We all hear, what you focus on expands. Well, Spirit isn't saying anything different. If you focus on the idea, I am hate, then you can keep that idea. You can keep it. You can continue to experience it. You can continue to suffer with it. Right? But let's shift the focus, Spirit is saying. Let's shift the focus. Let's focus on the power, the strength. Let's focus on the idea, I am this power, this strength. Feel it completely, right? Don't deny it at all. Feel it as big as it is, as strong as it is, as, you know, all-encompassing as it is. Feel every ounce of it. But realize it's the power. That's what you are. And then realize that all of this power comes from light. Every bit of it. And at some point, something in you, some part of your mind will begin to realize, I am the light. When that happens, zoom. Put all of your focus there. And let that experience expand. Next paragraph. Last paragraph. Strength and power remains as light, and light is all there is to be seen, experienced, and known. This is your freedom. This is your truth. This is what is happening in you now. You need only choose to see it, to see that it is true. You are saved through seeing the beauty of that which you are. So, it's a pretty amazing message. It's a pretty amazing message. For me, as the scribe, what's most amazing was how Spirit was able to communicate through me and speak a language that was directly meaningful and helpful to Laurent. And we'll see when we look at my message next week how different it was. Probably not a minor point that Spirit can reach each of us differently, right? And I did not personally put a lot of attention on the power of light message or that practice because it wasn't designed for me. But there was a time that I did. There was a time, well, some of you guys may remember this time. There was a time I was still with Laurent at the time, but this had nothing directly to do with him. There was a time on the peace of God that lasted for many months when there seemed to be several messages per day about NTI and about me, which, for lack of better words, you would call them attacking type messages, right? They were talking about how wrong I was, what a fake I am, how all I want is to make money, how wrong NTI is, you know, and I don't remember the details, but the messages were pretty, you know, they had a lot to say. Let's just say that. And what happened for me was that I, of course, sincerely felt that NTI was very helpful. NTI had just been published, and there was this desire to defend because there was this fear that these friends, because they're actually friends of mine, especially now, there was this fear that these friends were going to run NTI's reputation into the ground before anybody had a chance to see how helpful it really was. And there was this desire to step in and defend. You know, to defend every time there was a message that talked about, you know, and again, they would talk about what a fake I was, but my concern, which was an ego trick actually, because it seems more genuine, my concern was that they were going to not let this message get out there. So when every time they would talk about what a fake I was or how the message of NTI was wrong, I wanted to come in and defend and save the day so that NTI could get out there and people would find how useful it was. Spirit's guidance, of course, was that I didn't. Spirit's guidance was that I didn't. And I didn't. And I watched the messages, and these feelings really began to grow in me. Maybe similar to why they grew so much in Laurent, because I was not in any way acting on them. I was not defending. I was not writing back. So there was no temporary outlet to relieve the pressure. But yet, the thoughts were still continuing. So the pressure built and built and built. And one day, One particular message was written that seemed to me to be especially wrong. It seemed to especially misrepresent NTI and my intentions. And I wanted so much to respond. And I just heard Spirit say in my mind, step away from the keyboard. Step away from the keyboard. So I stepped away from the keyboard and I went to sit on the love seat that we had near the computer. And I was guided through the practice of the power of light. I was guided to look at my feelings, which then if I was to describe the feeling, it would have been treated unfairly. I was being treated unfairly. NTI was being unfair, treated unfairly. But by this time, the unfairly had really grown to a pretty strong force. Like I wanted to explode with how unfair I felt this treatment was. So I was told to just sit and just look at this and just look at this and just feel this and just look at this, right? Just like the power of light. And then I don't know how long I sat there. It was, you know, some time, but it wasn't forever. I think it was less than an hour. And then for me, it changed. It was such a miracle. It changed. All of a sudden, all of these feelings of unfairness that I had been feeling, they changed to literally the feeling of light. I mean, I felt the exact same feeling I feel if I sit and meditate and I allow myself to be filled with what I call the feeling of light. That incredible feeling of unfairness just changed in me. And I could tell that it actually was light. I could tell that it never was unfairness, that that was just my ideas, my judgments of what was going on. And then the next thing that happened once I saw that and I became focused on the light is like I totally forgot about my ideas, right? And as soon as I totally forgot about my ideas, it's like I let go of the sign, this is unfair, and it fell from my hands. And when I let go of the sign and it fell from my hands, another idea immediately came to replace it. And it was an idea of rejoicing. And it was an idea that these friends of mine were helping me to let go of the ego. Not that they were being unfair, that they were helping me to let go of the ego. And when I heard that, I saw there was nothing I wanted more than to let go of the ego. And I immediately fell in love and gratitude. I mean, it was an absolute miracle. I don't know else what you would call it. It was a miracle. So that's, you know, that's the one time that I remember really using the message. Let's see. We have only a couple of minutes left, but I am done. Laurent, is there anything that you want to say in closing as we let go of this message, the power of light? Do you have anything to add, anything to say? He just says, it's been great. It's been great. Thank you, love. All right. Then I guess I am done because the next message is going to be the flow, but obviously with 2 minutes to go, I'm not going to begin the flow now. So I will begin the flow next week. Those of you that were not here in the beginning, I will just tell you that I received 2 messages in 1 day. The first message, the power of light, was given through me to Laurent, and it actually came through my desire to give him a gift that would be truly helpful, because he and I were both suffering. Oh, he won't be here next week. It's too bad, but at least we're going over the flow. I'm glad you were here for the message that was designed for you. I'm happy about that, because next week is the message that was designed for me. But yeah, I out of my desire to be truly helpful, the message of the power of light came for Laurent. But then after that, Spirit gave me a message that was tailor-designed for me. So we actually received 2 messages that day, one for him, one for me. And then he took off for a week's vacation, and we were apart, and we were able to really focus on our messages. So, and I think it was helpful because the first 3 weeks were really tough. The toughness continued for a while. But it was never again exactly like the first 3 weeks, at least not from my perspective. What happened when Laurent came back is shortly we began to teach together. Laurent says afterwards it was much cooler. So these two messages and our week apart to be with these messages was a turning point. So tonight we looked at the power of light, and next week we'll begin looking at the flow. Thank you, Laurent, for all of your support, and I'll see you when you get back from your trip. Have a fun trip, okay? All right, everybody, I'm letting go of the mic. Thanks for coming, and good night.